Okay, so have you ever been just completely swamped with information? Maybe prepping for a big meeting or, facing some complex challenge, and you just feel that familiar, almost dread. You've got the facts, you understand the problem, but actually turning all that insight into a clear, decisive action plan, it feels like, I don't know, climbing Mount Everest without a map.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
It's that classic knowing-doing gap, isn't it? We know what we should do, but actually doing it, that's the hard part.
It really is. It's probably the most common stumbling block people face. I mean, in our world today, there's just so much information.
Totally.
And that sheer volume, it often leads to analysis paralysis,
Yeah.
not real clarity.
Right.
So bridging that gap, the one between just thinking about something and actually taking purposeful action, that's where the real breakthroughs happen.
Absolutely. And well, that's exactly why today we're doing a deep dive into something I think is really compelling. It's a new tool called GRI Navigator.
Yes, from Rob Vinlinda.
Exactly. And it's designed specifically to be that guide, helping you cut through all the noise, find clarity, and then take decisive, purposeful action.
So our mission today really is to unpack what's behind GRI Navigator. We want to explore its core framework, this GRIT framework, and understand how it helps you build like genuinely concrete action plans. Plus, it has some really innovative interactive features we should talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
Ultimately, we want to help you, the listener, see how you can move more smoothly from that initial insight to real, tangible impact.
Okay, so let's dive in. Let's start at the foundation. The heart of GRIT Navigator is this GRIT forward group prompts framework. Now, it's not just a catchy acronym, is it? It seems like a very structured, almost conversational way for people, individuals, or groups to really engage with challenges.
It is.
What makes this framework so potent, would you say? Especially as that first step.
Well, I think what's really powerful is how it forces this deep self-interrogation right from the get-go. So many approaches, they jump straight to solutions.
Yeah, they do.
Grit starts with G, ground in purpose. And it asks these really fundamental questions. Why does this matter to us? What values are non-negotiable? And maybe what legacy are we trying to protect or continue? This first step, it ensures that any action you eventually take is really anchored in something shared, something meaningful. If that purpose isn't clear, well, your path won't be either.
Okay, I can definitely see how clarifying that why up front saves a lot of wasted effort down the line. But what if, say, a group has conflicting whys? Does Grit Navigator help them find common ground without it feeling forced?
That's a great question, and it really gets to the facilitation aspect. It's not about dictating a purpose.
Right.
It's more about guiding a discovery process. The prompts themselves are designed to sort of surface that common ground, even if there's disagreement initially. Often, you find the surface conflicts are masking deeper shared values.
Ah, interesting.
Grit helps uncover those, and then that leads naturally into our reflect and reframe. This is where self-awareness really becomes a tool. It asks things like, what emotions are coming up? What truths are emerging? What are we assuming here that maybe needs reframing? And crucially, what might this challenge actually be teaching us?
So it's almost like a built-in coaching mechanism. Instead of just reacting, you're prompted to dig into your own perceptions, maybe your biases.
Precisely.
Are there common pitfalls there when people try to reframe assumptions? Does it get uncomfortable?
Oh, absolutely. I think the biggest pitfall is resisting that uncomfortable truth. We all do it.
Yeah.
But this stage is crucial because it gently but firmly encourages you to challenge your existing narratives. It helps shift your perspective, transforming what feels like an insurmountable obstacle into, well, a learning opportunity.
Okay.
Seeing the challenge not as a dead end, but maybe as a guide, or like you said
A
earlier,
teacher.
exactly, a teacher.
I really like that framing. A challenge as a teacher. Okay, so after all that grounding and reflecting, it feels like we'd be ready to look forward. What's the I in JIT stand for?
I is for imagine possibilities. This is where creativity and vision really step up. The questions here are designed to break you out of that linear thinking. Things like, what new futures feel possible right now? What could we create that doesn't exist yet? And what would radical thriving actually look like for us?
That sounds quite liberating, honestly, but maybe also a bit overwhelming. How does it keep you from getting lost in endless possibilities or feeling like you need to solve everything at
Yeah,
once?
it guides you to focus on what's possible now, but within the context, you've already set your grounded purpose and your reframed perspective.
Ah, okay. It connects back.
It connects back. It's about sparking that creativity, envisioning beyond the immediate limits, but always with that anchor. It pushes you to explore outcomes that might seem impossible at first, opening up new pathways, but without demanding you have a perfect solution right then.
Got it.
And then finally, the T, take aligned action.
Right, the action part.
This is where all that deep reflection and bold imagining gets translated into tangible, actual steps you can take. It asks, what action steps can we commit to over the next 90 days? Quote, what's one bold move we can make in the next 2 weeks? And really importantly, who or what can support this?
Okay, so it's not just what to do, but also who's doing it and how soon. That adds that layer of accountability, doesn't it? And specificity. That's often missing when people just make big plans.
Exactly right. It really helps close that knowing-doing gap we talked about at the start.
Yeah.
This final step ensures all those insights from grounding, reflecting, imagining, they get converted into concrete, purposeful actions with clear timelines, clear support. It turns the thinking into doing.
Okay, now a framework is, you know, only as good as how you apply it.
Sure.
So this is where it gets really practical, I think. GRA Navigator isn't just about these prompts for deep reflection. It actually helps you build a concrete path forward using an integrated action plan template.
Yes, that's the key. This is where the rubber meets the road, as they say.
Exactly.
It's not just an intellectual exercise. It's an interactive tool designed to structure your thoughts, your commitments into a plan that's coherent and crucially actionable.
Right. And the template itself, looking at it, it's pretty detailed. It starts logically, clearly define the challenge, the specific issue or opportunity you're tackling.
Mm-hmm.
Then you articulate a really concise shared purpose statement, just two sentences max, which forces clarity.
That constraint is helpful, actually. After that, you paint a picture with a vision statement. What's the desired future state look like?
Yeah.
And then the template breaks down the actions into these practical timeframes.
Yeah.
Immediate action. What are you doing in the next 2 weeks?
Crucial first steps.
Crucial. Then short-term action for the next month and mid-term action looking out over 3 months. It makes big goals feel much more manageable.
I particularly liked that it includes sections for anticipated barriers plus mitigation. So you're thinking ahead about what might go wrong and how you'll handle it.
Proactive problem solving.
Exactly. And finally, success indicators. So you actually define upfront what success looks like and how you'll measure it. It really feels like a complete roadmap, not just, you know, a wish list.
And what makes GAE Navigator really click isn't just that structure, but how it brings it all to life through its core features.
Okay, let's get into the how.
So first, it's requirements design. It's modular, built on a flexible, sort of lightweight system. What that means for you, the user, is it's incredibly versatile.
Meaning
it's super easy to adapt to your specific needs, whether you're on your phone, your tablet, your desktop.
Right.
The experience should feel seamless. It's built to work with you.
So it fits your workflow, not the other way around. And you mentioned activating it is simple. Just say, I need your support.
Yeah, that's the trigger phrase. I need your support. Very intuitive.
That is simple.
And this leads into its really unique aspect, the flipped interaction prompting concept.
Okay, flipped interaction. What does that mean?
Instead of the AI just giving you answers, which is what we often expect.
Right, like an encyclopedia.
Exactly. It leverages the AI as more of a coach. It's specifically designed to ask you questions.
Huh. Interesting.
This approach, it enables you to think deeper, to arrive at your own insights. It fosters more ownership, more robust solutions, rather than just being fed information.
That's a really fascinating design choice because, yeah, most people expect AI just to provide answers. How does that flipped approach actually feel for a user? Is there a bit of a learning curve, maybe?
There could be a small mental shift initially, yeah. But what users tend to find pretty quickly is that it's actually empowering.
Okay.
It transforms the AI from just an oracle into more of a genuine thought partner.
I like that, a thought partner.
And then that GRI action plan template we talked about. It's not just a static thing. It's interactive right there within the chat.
Oh, cool.
And it's also exportable as a professional looking PDF.
So wait, you can fill out your whole plan answering the prompts right in the chat.
Yep.
And then boom, it spits out a polished shareable document.
That's exactly it. Fill it out in the conversation, generates the PDF in moments. Super convenient.
That is convenient.
And they're planning future updates, apparently, to offer even more step-by-step guidance for filling it out right within the chat to make it even smoother.
Nice. And what about the overall flow? How does it all tie together?
That's the final piece,
mm-hmm.
The seamless interaction logic. It's designed to make the chat flow feel really intuitive. you start with, I need your support.
Mm-hmm.
And it immediately gives you clear options. Do you want the GR8 action plan wizard? Do you need to run a team reflection session? Or just generate that PDF? It all happens within a natural conversation.
So it really functions as a practical, accessible tool, integrating that deep thinking with the actionable planning, but in a very sort of organic way.
It's all about providing that structured yet flexible pathway. You know, the real power isn't just ending up with a plan. It's the process that triggers that self-discovery, that collective alignment.
Okay. So, wrapping this up, what does all this mean for you listening? Essentially, Jerite Navigator seems crafted to be this dynamic partner for cultivating a purposeful, action-oriented mindset, whether that's for your personal goals, navigating a complex project, maybe leading a team. It's really about moving from that initial insight to tangible impact.
Yeah, with clarity and direction.
Yeah.
Systematically closing that knowing-doing gap we started with.
Right. And whether you're prepping for that big meeting we mentioned, or maybe trying to get up to speed in a new field, or even just driven by pure curiosity, tools like Jerite Navigator, they show us practical ways to actually apply knowledge for real-world change. It really underscores that knowledge is, well, most valuable when you can understand it and then effectively apply it.
Absolutely. It's about making knowledge work.
So here's maybe a final thought for you to mull over. If purposeful action really does stem from that deep questioning and clear envisioning, what single GRIT question, ground, reflect, imagine, or take action, what one question could you ask yourself today, right now, to maybe unlock a new level of clarity or perhaps commitment in whatever challenges or opportunities you're facing?